Shus Avimori. Walling, Simon Kofiyot, Sef Kimmel, Sigil Parish, Kfua, Roy, Bittel. The Sef Kimmel to Sef Bav, everything is ataruva, it's intertwined. As I say, call us cautious. Well, the Maestro, after you learn these couple Sefim, you go back, read again, it all makes sense. It all fits in, it's all clear. It's not like other Sigis, you go back, you still don't know where it's coming from, or how to paskin. Here, after you read everything, there are other things in this Simon to worry about. This makes sense. Now, we already mentioned why they say the Shulchan Aruch is this way, the whole book of the Torah, that were coming from the Sugi and Zvachim, the Mishnah, where they said that Ayin Bey said, 1 in 10,000 was Sharon Niskel, Afil Elfai Bottle. The one of Ayin Bey says, I let it be bottle where I've. Why it says, either because we hold a cold, by Yidav Shemin, we hold a get of coal, either it's Rav Meir or it's Rav Yeshua. Or another Tarot of Rashi, Balachayim, Achoshim, and therefore they won't be bottle. As Vayin Gimel, the Gemara has a kasha, let's take one out. The Gemara says, Nechshay, let's make them in Parish. The Gemara says, you can't do the exact of Parish Atakvua. That means if you analyze it, Simon Kuf test, the Gemara's question, let be bottle. The Simon Kuf Yud, Aleph, the Gemara's first Teretz, the Davish Aminion, Sim Pei, the Gemara's Teretz of Baal Chai. Sim Gimel, according to the Torah, he's been mamshik the Suga before the Rabbanu. It's not Nicker, the Gemara's question. Although being mixed in, let's take it out. So that means Gimel through Vav is really the Hamshik of the Gemara, and the Fine Gimel of Kfuah, Parish, Roiv. Sim Zayin is Gemara, the Fine Dal is Vach, the Suga Nevat. Sim Chesin Test, the Gemara's Hamshik of Sfek Sfeko. And then we go to Kali Sfek Sfeko. That means the whole Sim Kuf Test, through everything, is in the order. And the Shulchan Aruch switches around the Torah a little bit. That means the Shulchan Aruch is Sim Gimel, Sim Dal, the Suga Kfuah, Deraiso, and he involves the Sugar before the Rabbanon. It's interesting that he would be before Vav, open the Vav first. The Maestro looked at the Torah, Imam followed the Gemara. The Torah starts off after the case of Baal Chai. Let's do a case of taking it out. Let's do a case that's not Nikkei, before the Rabbanon. Mamish the Hemish from the Sugar clear. This case over here of not Nikkei came over the Shulchan Aruch and he put it in the Sefer Yisrael. Fine, but that's Mamish the flow over here. Fine, Sif by Sif. Step by step. First, we have the idea here of Roiv, and Kfuah is going to override Roiv. Now, by now, it's very clear. We see we have a concept, two things to get to Roiv. We have the idea by Achrav Mahatis, the Rishonim, and the Pais coming down, the idea of Lechacha Roiv. And we have the concept of Bittul Roiv, two different ideas. That means we have a piece of meat that you found in the street. Loch is, you have nine souls that cost you, will not trade. Lechacha Roiv. That's the Pasuk. Yeah, we also have a concept of Bittul Roiv. Lech HaKoyim tells you the piece is in the street. We're saying this piece is kosher. The gil over here, the piece over here is kosher. When you have a mixture over here, you have 10 pieces, you get it all mixed together, we know for sure this tray in front of us. Except it's in case of Bittul. According to the Rosh, get them all together. According to the Rosh, because the Bais won't say they're all you can. You have a case of Bittul Baroyim. So somehow we have a concept of Lech HaKoyim and Bittul Baroyim, both the same pasuk over here. And we now know that clearly two separate concepts. Bittul Kuf Tes and Leich is Kuf Yod. We already mentioned the question, how in the world do you learn the same concept, the same Pasuk? I see now the Prima Godim, he is Kasha Shah Tirulis, in Shoshana's Amokim, and he wants a tiny Gufa when he learns from Kuf Tes, the fourth Shito, Ram Rutenberg, that says, and luckily you have to throw one out. He says, you know what, because of this Kasha, how in the world can you say Bittul Kuf Tes, only Leich HaKaroy? Must be able to throw one out to make sure you have left the concept of Leich HaKaroy. Sounds like once in the Ram didn't derive it, because how do you learn that two things from one pasuk? Maybe we don't go this way. We look at the Rishonim, either Ram or Tumgut Chumro. It's a gzeir over here. So how in the world do you learn the concept of Lech Acharei and Bittul Acharei from the same pasuk? Also, we mentioned two malachim, say two more. One we mentioned the Aruch HaShulchan, that he says the Ikim Makor is from Dama Pav and Dama Seir. Shneim Doshu Makor Echad, Din Bittul. And therefore, once you see it Din Bittul by Lach Balach, it's a Giloi. In the Lech HaKaroyim, by case of Yavish B'Yavish. And therefore, just like we say Lech HaKaroyim, say Bittul HaKaroyim, Bittul B'Yavish, that's our HaShulchan. But the way Reb Chaim and Stenzel, the other way she would all say over, that when you have Bezin, 30 people pass one way, 10 pass another way, by Bezin 23, we follow the 13. I need the Bezin of 23. Where is it 23? Must be in the Bezin, 10 to be Mavatul to the 13. Two other ways of Ke'inu Chaim.
Why are you saying?
We need a Bezin, 23.
Why do you want
No, that's the Pasha of the Pasuk. Once we have the Leich, then we say the Bittul.
Why can't you just say you need Bezin 23 so you could have a Rev? Meaning?
Because we need 23. That's the one. This is Chiddush over here. Ke'enze, maybe way to answer your question is, come along the Yad Yudah. He said we have 13 and 10. If I said 13, we'll follow the 13. Well, I heard a Bezin, I know better. So let me follow the 10. I learned the Sugya, I know better. Let me follow the 10. So the Chiddush of the Torah is that what? The 10 is command the lesser dummy. I cannot follow the 10. Bezin Paskin, I follow Bezin. I say I'm smarter. So he sees as the Yad Yudah, the Torah is telling me to follow the Bezin. Again, I know. That means the 10 is command the lesser. That's the case of Bittul. Although the Chalkis Yaakov says, in the same idea, the fact that at the end of the day, who signs on this sack over here?
Bezin.
Bezin, all 23. Why is all 23 signed? We see that Torah is telling us, or the Malach is to show that we have Mavatl Adas to the other 13. That's how we know the two concepts over here. It comes out, this idea of Roiv creates the idea of Bittul over here. But this is the concept of Roiv. Come along with our Sugya over here, the Sugya of Kua Trump's Roiv. That's our Sugya over here. Now, the first thing is, for Trump's Roiv. My father thinks. So first, to build up the Sugya of Kua, we have to come from four separate Sugyas. To build up the building blocks to know where our Sugya is coming from. The Sugya of Ksubis, the Sugya of Psachim, the Sugya of Zvachim, the Sugya of Chulin. First, the Gemara of Ksubis. Gemara of Gzan from Zera, a Klal. Kol, Kvua, Kemechsa, Mechsa, Domayi, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechomra. The Gemara of Gzan have three different cases. Whether it's a case of Nevela, a case of Tumo, the case of Nefoshis. The Gemara says, Nevela will be Machmer. How do you know the case of Kula? Says the case of Tumo, that the case of Rishus Rabim, Sof Tumo will be the case of Lekula over there. It's the Gemara of Menole. How do you know this from? Pasuk. Pasuk. It's finished. There's a cost of Arvla and Kamlai. When you ambush a person, not sure exactly you're getting, even though the 9 Yisraelim over there are more here, you say Michael after Roy, and therefore the person is Chayim Yisra for it, Kamash Mon, Sovik Nefosh Lahakal, and therefore be Michael. So again, the Gemara is very clear, the Klal is Kol Kavok Kamechza Mechza. However, by Nimtza, we find it in Lechach HaRoy. Now, when we read the Sugya over there in Ksuvis, if you've got them, it's really 2 points over here. First point out is Machlokes the Gemara. Read over the Gemara slowly and see Taisvitz, you bring that Tonga very Chizkiya, seems to argue them there. Who says we pass like this Gemara? It gets involved looking at Simon Tov Chalfei and Choshim Mishpat. The Ma seems to bring down two different sheets over there, those are Chalik. And it gets involved with the Ram Sheet, the Raivit. So there is a Shaila Mavucha off the page, how in the world we pass straight up of Zero, who said that's true? But the program ends off at the end of the day, if Shia, we avada pass in this Klal. Kol Kavur Kamechza Mechza. That's a klal, a gam. There are certain trailers how we did that. Aleph. The second thing he says, the Prima Gadim in this psicho, we're saying by Sophic, what's Alocha? If it's Nimsa Lechacharoy, if it's Sophic, be Machman by Dereiso. By a Sophic Dereiso, what's Alocha? I think it's Yidua, we'll get to later on in the Simon. Sophic Dereiso is Lechum, but why? The Ramashita, the Rajbashita is Lechum, but Dereiso. Of the Rambam Shito, and Numit B'nai Svart, after a while later on, will hold that it's only L'chumro M'dirabonim. So Sof D'Reis L'chum is only D'Rabonim. So we have a case called Kavol Chimechza Mechza, saying to be Machmer. Why am I at Tyro? We're not to be Machmer according to Rambam. So how in the world does all these Klal and the Rambam work out? And it could be the Machab Shito. We're discussing when it's a Kfor to be Machmer over here. The Chor, there's no Tzad to be Machmer by Sof D'Reis, so all you can be Mekel. So it says the Prim Godim, the Pnei Shur, and the Sugya, so the same Yisoid, Psachim, that a Klal will see later on in the Simon, that the only time the Rambam is saying Sovik, Yabonim, Mekulam, and Atoyo, there's no Cheskis Isser. However, let's say this Ikvay Sula Fenenu, when you see in front of us Isser, 1 out of 10, we know for sure it's Isser over here. When it's Vada Isser, we're just not sure which piece you took. We're not sure what piece it took, because the Ikvi is zero, then the Bible said the class of Dois Lachamu. Why? That's received from the Torah. We know we have Isser here. In our case, we know this Isser. That means if we don't know this Isser at all, then we're not Torah be Meikel. Except we're not going to be Machber. We know this Isser. The question is, what is this piece associated with? That even the Ramon Greece of Dois Lachamu.
That piece
itself. Like Oshem Tolei, right? They're coming.
That piece itself, we don't know this
Isser. That's correct. But like you're saying with Oshem Tolei. As they point out, I'm told you what happened. You have two pieces in front of you. It's called Ikvi Yisiro. You took one out. You're not sure if it's the Velo kosher. I said, do I still look cool? Because it's Ikvi Yisiro. So it's like Ikvei Shu, they say the same Mechaskas Issa, a little bit different. A little bit different. I know, but there's Ikvei and there's Cheskes Issa. So it's Ikvei Shu in the two. Even Cheskes Issa. So that's first the Sages again. So we have the Pirim Norma starts with 2 points over here that number one, we pass like this, even according to Rambam. And we have this halacha, number one, if it's Kvua, the halacha is Kemechsa, Mechsa. And if it's Nimsa, we go like Hacharot. Now, just to be clear what that means, people think when it's Kvua, we're Machmer. Again, it's very clear that's a mistake. And we answer on the test Kvua, we're Machmer, that's wrong. You get off, depends on marks the test, 1 point, 10 points, fine. But Kvua is not Machmer. Kvua is Kemechsa, Mechsa over here. It's a get of a suffix. The Gemara is very clear. Once a case of nefashis, it's lahakal, it's kemechza. In the case of tumah, it depends. Shus yachid, machmer. Shus yachim, mekel. When in the case of nevela, also depends on the situation. And therefore, the shach sukon tezvav by us points out in the mechaber that the mechaber salat to machmer means again the kol kavur kemechza mechza. That's the klal over here. Now, once that's the klal, let's see how far we take this klal. Meaning, you have a case of a kavur, except by an ister rabbanon. You have a case over here of Bas Mechal, let's say chicken with milk together, and you have one piece that's Bas Mechal Drabonim and 9 pieces that kosher. Do we say over here by the Kfiyah, by Isra Abonim to be Mechal? If you read the Gemara says, how did it have a case of by Isra Achila to be a case of that's being Lukulo? What says, no how? By Tumo. How do by Tumo from the Fashis? Why don't you want to keep the piece of the veil itself? Say Isra. Say Bas Mechal Drabonim. Say Nevel Drabonim. Why did Gemara have to find a kim to really find a kula? I by Tumah. Where you find a kula by the Fashas? Keep by the Isra'chilu it starts off with. Could be Mudoyek, called Tikkun Rabbanon, the Ainter Isa Tikkun. By an Isra Rabbanon, the Mice to be Masper. Coming with Pimgadim, he starts off the way the Mice says, no, Vad Nak, that's the first group, Yichadar, Hashulchan. The Klal is Sav Drabon, the Kula by an Isra Rabbanon. I want the Gemara not switch it, very simple. The Gemara wants to say a case, even in Minat Torah, will say by the Vaisal Kula. Even my Torah will say that. Even my Tumah, which is the Deraisa, still be Mekel. Even by the Foshes, which Deraisa, still be Mekel. Why be Mekel even by Deraisas? Therefore, the Pesach can point out by Isra Bonon, in the store, by case of Kfiyas, the Loch is not to be Macher, but to be Mekel. Kokvo, Kim Mechza, Mechza, and some of the Bonon might be a case of Lukulo. That means even in case the Pesach can speak out, because it says very clearly, that let's say you have 9 stores over here that would be a case that is Mamash Treif, 9. Cases of McDonald, 9 cases of Tony's, and 1 moshi over here. 90% chance you're eating treif over here. What's the lacha? If it's drabonim, the mice will be Michael. Okay, I'm still eating treif. The mice will be Michael.
Didn't we have before in Shaka or Rambam
by the Rambam? Not by Parish, not Nimtso. If it's Nimtso, we water. We go after again. If it's Nimtso, I'm sorry, the other way. If it's Kfuah, we sell the Rambam Kfuah. By Nimsa, be more machmer.
Don't you think
the Kalbach
is still right, no?
No. Kol, there's a cost of Kol, Kvua, Kemechza, Mechza. It's Kemechza. It's a suffix. Bein Lukula, Bein Lukumar. As I'm speaking out. Not to make this mistake. We got 2 cases. 1 case is because we have a case of Tfilas Kalim. Now, Tfilas Kalim, we have really 2 situations we can have. One we discussed last time. You have a clean house, you know it's Chia Tfila. Got mixed in with other kalim. You have to play with all your kalim. I was once in a place, a person bought a salt shaker in a hotel. Got mixed in with all the other salt shakers, a few hundred of them. Or you have to play with them. They have a mixture. So you get them out, we discuss, is it a double shaker minion? Is it a double shlamatirim? Those 2 reasons, maybe you have to play with all the salt shakers. That's 1 case. Then there's another case. I bought 1 salt shaker, I don't know where. I don't know where I bought it from. So what's the loch in that case? Don't know where. Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz Laaretz, what's the Metzius over here? So first the facts are, to get the Tefillah is Kelim. By Mateches, by metal is Deraisa. By Schuchis, by glass is Drabonim. That's first the Klal over here. Now let's make it simple. A store, the big Mavuch, what a store is, among the Chadnish and the Devechayim, is a store that bought from a factory, Parish or Kfuah. So in most cases, it's always the Shlachtos is the store.
By glass is
Drabonim,
so even by the
case of the store. Let's get the facts and then we'll discuss. That means, let's assume the factory, let's go with the one mahalach, the loomest place we want to go with. The factory is a kfuah, and the store is a parish. It came from where it came from, it's a parish. I mean, it's a whole mixture, the store is a parish.
Whatever it was named, it seemed to be
No, it's a Gavai Kimavai. Kimavai Kim. Let's go to case Kimavai. Why? Because when it left the store, it came over here. It's not negated to the guy who's the owner over here. It came from somewhere. The kvias is not kvias in the store.
Even in the store, there's no
kvias. I'm saying the store, right? I'm saying the store is, and that means now store is the lapa. It's ksida parish. Our store is ksida parish. They can more cases with the shchit over there.
Even if we don't know where it came from?
Yes, from actual viral.
So if the
let's go with one mahal over here. Again, I'm giving you certain anachas over here.
What did you just say, though?
I just gave anacha the store is parish.
Why?
And the fact, why? Because it came from... Okay, like the street is parish. There's no sedim, no isser in the store. The store doesn't sell isser. But you, in those days, there was McDonald's and Moishis. Today's store that sells glass has everything intertwined, everything works together. That's parts from the factory. The other they point out, that really depends. They want to say, let's say you buy something in Eretz Yisrael. Let's go with the assumption that it's all the right companies over here, the Maisa, are Yidden. They'll come out, if you buy Matechas.
The store also is not for Kvar, but it's Kvarish, because the store shouldn't be worse than a good. I mean,
a good is Kvarish, very good. It's like a good. So it comes out, they point out in Eretz Yisrael, if it's Mateches, we buy from a kfuor from the factory, the lach will be to be machmas of the Raisa. We buy from the store of Parish, we make a Lernzal. If Chutzlar, we glass come out, punk fire cart.
And
Schuches, what? He's not using it. He's got a clear story, a lot up to the gate, it's Russian, all the story. So that's real skill, not a gate. I said, let's assume most companies in this country is owned by is owned by Jews, and Jews don't have feel on Jewish Kalim. Only the Biden right. I said, let's go with that assumption.
Assuming that they
go with that again. With the, again, you can argue, and you have to find a Matthias. This the case of Swarm State. Today they point out, yes, when they wrote these things 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago, that was a fact. Today's day and age, they say things sold there, it's a lot after the wave anymore. That's true. But that's the case discussed. Mash Enki Negir to Schuchas, let's say it's in Chutzlo, it's the one Taino. If it's a case of Kvuo, be Lukulo. Why? Because I'm double Lukulo. Mash Enki is Parish, the Chutzlo, it's be Machmer. How much which case will be? Because in Chutzlo, it's by Schuchas, by in the story, it's Goyim. Rave Goyim and Chutzlo, it's our Tfilis Kalim. Be Machmer. That's what they come out. There's no Klal over here. Of Chumra Kulo, Kimamish has Schuches be one versus the other, depends which country, and Amatech is one versus the other. It's not Tully, that's the first one thing. They just end off as a Suga Dovy Sheish Lamatirim. We had a Fiske Shuva and Simakov base, it starts off that by Bittel, what's Allah, we say Dovy Sheish Lamatirim, that's clear. But the Lecha Haroy, we say Dovy Sheish Lamatirim. By Bittel, we're right with Machbar, Shvil Bechet, we're not Mavakalit. The Lecha Haroy, we say the Chumra Dovy Sheish Lamatirim, so Fiske Shuva, we're down, Achlik, it's Slach. We spoke about Barich Hazel, Maravom Monte Machmer, and say we have the Chum Dovish Lamatirim. Mash Engin, the Tzach one disagree. The Pesach, like the Moshe, the Medina should be Mutter, have a way Lachmer. So it comes out for another reason why this kiln that you buy, they not sure you got from, the Ilum seems to table it, whether Mitzad the Sugi the Kippur or Mitzad the Raiv. But it is not the reason why table, Mitzad Dovish Lamatirim. That means numerous times you buy something, you come out, we have no idea what it is. You know what company, Kimavari, you check on the internet, you have no idea exactly. Who owns it, who owns the stock that's going on over here? I've tried to find out certain machines. It depends where you got it from the store. I said, store.
You company,
that's again, if it still is Porsche, it's Nimtza. You got up a Nimtza.
Yeah, but it's not Nimtza, right? No, if you have a package,
no,
it's
then
not store. It's not Nimtza.
I think that's because if you know where it came from, that's the
experience.
It could be, yeah. It could be, I hear what you're saying. But by schools, again, the law place can still are going to table it. They can't have Zabrochel. A lot of people bear Machmet Zabrochel. It's not that simple. Don't use Shumatirim. That means, if a Berkowitz, he'd be Choshish inside everything, oh my God. And therefore, he says, what he personally does, he goes to the Shuk and buys, I think, like 10 cheap forks. And that every time he wants to table something, he takes one cheap fork and he tables it and makes a bracha on that with everything with it. Because he says, everything you buy in the store now, you have no idea really how things work in today's day and age, where it's coming from. You always left a Sveikis and Dovish Shumatirim.
Why can't you
buy
the
cheap forks?
They buy from the Arab. Once he buys from the Arab,
Rabe doesn't have hands?
What? It's not that simple that we, what Rabe is and how to define Rabe.
You're saying that it's not
and is it Kfiyas? Yeah, we get always get involved with
saying the Jews
defining
the world, so we made a lot of the Jews own all the big corporations, and therefore it's Rabe.
If it's Shutfis and you're not sure, and you're dealing with Shalva Brach over here, and you have to know, is it Kfuwa or Rabe? It's a good question, especially if you get the glass.
But Tarut Pachat Bechat by Nisa Darabon, you said you don't see something Darabon, right?
Yavish Yavish.
By Yavish Biyavish.
Why was that?
Because you have Vada Yisr, Mother Beer.
And over here you don't have Vada Yisr?
Okay, it's a Parish. No Vada Yisr. The whole idea of Parish, like Hakaroy. Not eating them all together.
No, when's Kivua?
When's Kivua, then again, what happened? You're not, if they, the case of it is to eat them all together. Take another case, what happened, my brother. Hashal happened in 2012. Guy came home, he made steaks. He wants to put some margarine inside, opens the shoe in his refrigerator, takes out a stick of margarine, makes a steak. And his wife comes home and says, in that drawer we had two margarine, but we also had sticks of butter. We had actually 9 margarines and 1 stick of butter inside. So the question was, can he eat a steak? Now, the way the margins are, one's red, one's blue, right? You know the difference. You go to the store and you'll see. One's margin, one's butter. So it was clearly nickly, clearly defined. So the question was, can he eat the steak? So the way how, when my brother wrote about it and spoke to Berkus about it, they broke it up into 4 different cases over here. You'll probably see the seed over here. You have a case you can make a steak. Pashas over here. You have 9 margarine and 1 mamish butter. You say 90% chance it's kosher. But where did he get it from? It was clearly defined. It was nickly. You took it out from the drawer. It was called kavur. And therefore it's also. But let's say the guy was making schnitzel, and therefore the case of he had schnitzel, and therefore let's say if it's 90% of it was butter even. I'm the other way, 9 sticks of butter, 1 was margarine. 90% of the eating treif, the lachas kol kavua kmechsa mechsa, and go eat it. No, and he took it out. He took it out and he cooked it with a schnitzel. Schnitzel, go eat it. He had 10 pieces clearly defined inside the drawer. He took it out. Didn't think. Did not know the drawer. Red. I did not know either until I found out. Each piece defined. Each piece defined. He didn't know what he took out. Yeah, that's correct. And his wife knew. When people knew, everyone knew he took it out. So the guy said, "I can really eat the schnitzel." Said, "Yeah." He said, "I don't want to." The question was, can he throw it out? So Moshe writes that the whole case I've heard by case of Shishim. The case of Bitlbaroiv and Lechud and Lechacharoiv, since the Moshe is only Giloiv, but there is a Chashash over here, and the Tzatri and Machmovir and Bitl, Moshe says no Apikaris on Bitlbaroiv. The guy, the Moshe on the Schnitzel, of Berkowitz, said the Moshe is Mutter, but if you don't want to eat it, fine, he has a right not to eat it. Like a veteran's Mutter. Then what happened the next week? Let's add to the story. Next week,
when you taste the difference,
let's get to the next week. Come along, everyone knows I have a wonderful children in my house, and my kids can do a lot of interesting things. Let's say my 2-year-old wants to make pizza on Shabbos. Let's say my 5-year-old comes along and decides to make steak, and he takes out the 10 pieces over here, and comes to take out one piece and make steak over here, and you're like, oh my gosh, what did my kid just make over here? What are you going to do? It's Kfiyas, he took it. What's the situation over here?
What was wrong? He made steak.
We're not sure if he, what butter, what stick did he use? He's a butter. Okay. What the margin over here? The maestro. What's the loch in this case? Now, what's the get of a cotton with a 5-year-old? The loch is as a shach, is like a goy.
Why?
A goy. Like, cotton has no dasta. If he has dasta in his career, that person might say he's a 10-year-old, might have get of a cotton. Well, the way the shach says a cotton, and let's say a 5-year-old still get of a cotton, that has the get of a goy. The get of a parish. So, what would the loch be in that case? Or come out that, take the, again, we still have the same case, you have margarine, you have 9 sticks of margarine, 1 stick of butter. If it's a goddle, be usher. If it's a cotton, it's porish. And therefore you can eat mamish the steak over here.
What?
I want to keep one steak. One steak. And it comes out of a schnitzel, you get 9 pieces of butter and 1 of margarine. By cut will come out, but the steaks will be opposite from the godel. A godel will be osir. Is the raiso. By godel kokoloka mechsa mechsa is the raiso.
By cutting
the banana, by the loch is porish. No, it's like porish, like a goy. Call the porish. We go after roiv. They kach roiv. 1 6 the margarine. Cotton is get of a goy, right?
Okay.
A goy is get of. What's the loch? When you find that a goy has something in his hand.
For you to eat it, not for him to eat it.
Right. He's no das. Everyone can eat it.
But if you saw him taking it out of the fridge.
However, let's say the case of schnitzel, with 9 sticks of butter, 1 stick of margarine. By me, what Allah will be, by me, it'll be mutter. And the kid did it, he'll be also. Again, mamash, the same maisa happens. Because him will lechach aroiv. I rave chances over here that 9 sticks of butter got in the schnitzel.
It's not
called kavod. Like say kavod. I'm just bringing out the point. My
Israel,
I can't call you.
Why not?
It's
a
because
it's not kavod.
For him it is.
No, is it five or five is a goy? Five again. The shach writes God says a cotton is a goy. The mishbu and simin shechafes. If you negate the knasim, knasim cotton is like a goy.
So why will lechach for him?
Because what's a goy? Can I eat it now? The piece that the schnitzel that he made with could be a mother. It's nimtzah. It's like I'm right. 9 chances of a butter.
No, I think it's
different.
Again, I said the after case, you have 9 butters.
9
butters, 1 margarine. So it comes out, you have 9 margarines and 1 butter. By the case of the steak, for me, it'll be awesome. My kid will be mutter. My carrot, by the schnitzel, you have 9 butters and 1 margarine. For me, the maestro will be awesome. For him, the maestro will be. Other way. For me, it'll be mutter. For him, the maestro will be awesome. That's just to bring out the point.
Fine.
No, that and why? Very simple. The answer calls it Arvlo. Come loy. So the right hand chabad the fedusha put them in the shach. But the chiddush otzum. The thing about pilei ployim. Kacha.
Then what?
This halacha. There come two opposites over here. Fine. To take how far to take the sugya of drabbanim, you have to really know the klum drabbanim, which leads now to the second sugya. So we have one sugya ksuba tafes vav. It comes very simple. Kol kol kemetsa metsa. Not also, kemetsa mechsa. A second concept is nimtzah with lechach aroiv. That's the two concepts. It should be very clear from the sugya of bein lekula bein lechomro. Second sugya, the sugya in psachim, naftes and beis. And there's a case over there where you have 9 piles of matzah, 1 of chometz. So if you see the akvar, take it out, the gemara could visit test from the yois. Do not see the akvar, it's pirish. And then the akvar took it, and if together of nimtzah, it would be lechach aroiv. Now, what does that mean exactly that the Akvar took it out or was saying Nechol get a kfuah? We're saying very clear with a goy. So the Tosfos in Chulin, that's Tarakei. When a goy takes it out, what's the halacha? It's Polish. When an Akvar takes it out, Nechol get a kfuah. Goy and a rat is the same thing, but maybe in Yovin. So if so, why in the world are we saying over here that a goy is definitely get a Polish and a Akvar, a mouse, a rat, definitely get a case of kfuah? That tells you very simple. In the case of the Akvar is the case where you saw him take it from the pile. I mean, saying aside is defining what is Kriya, what is Parish. Parish means when you did not see it. If you saw it, that's Nichon the Gedder of Kriyas. Therefore, coming out, there are three ways you can find something, have something separated. Either a person himself takes it out, that's Kvor. Kvor Deraisa. A case where you saw someone take it out, the Shachlet Olam Genabal, about its Kvor, was it Kvor Dabon Deraisa? The Ransa Dabon, the one person says Deraisa. The case that came out by itself, that's only a case that's not for. Those are three ways of having something separated. Right, therefore you see a goy take it out, and nichon get a kua. Why is it drop on the right? Drop on the right, so that's a shaft of discussed from the Chabez, I think.
Now,
what? Sorry?
You saw it fall out.
As a get a kua. That means you see it fall out. Right, that's the point.
All these kids are the same kids.
That means yes. So I'm defining the definition. I'm bringing the sugya, the definition of what kfuah is. Right. Now, the fact Tosfos be mamshich, I will see nechushainu v'naidu. Let's hit it. Says Rashi, let run around, and therefore nifl get a parish. What do you mean? I hear this running around. I see it being parish one from another. I see it. So why the gemara calling that parish? Tosfos, you know why? Chanami, turn your back. You hit it. Turn around and see it being parish. That means even though you created the precious, and you know there's going to be a parish, if you don't see the precious, it definitely get a parish. That means the sugya of psachim comes out at a very point you saw it, 2 points. The chvashay of a 90, hit it, let the animal the 1 10,000 run, let him run around, now the parish.
It's a little strange, but
there's been a little bit
seeing and knowing.
No, if you saw it, that's definitely get a kfiyah, so just
saying.
So he says, you did not see it. You hit it, turned your back, and then it ran around.
No, even if you
didn't see it.
When you see it,
and now they have
you know, there's a knowledge without the seeing. Without
no, and obviously they have at least one piece now.
They're all separated.
When you turn around.
You turn around, and they're all separated.
Right.
And now the parish. The worst case in Zochim is where you have
10,000 animals, one to Shon Niskol. And he wants to separate the Shon Niskol. So, again, so the two, so the say we see of Psachim are important, the sign over here is what defines Kfuah, what defines Parish. Seeing it, pulling out, you get a Kfuah. Knowing is not enough, that's the to get a Parish. Again, you yourself created it. Now, build upon that, that we see this idea in the Gemara Psachim, could ask this a posher question. Occasionally, you have 9 matzis at 1 chometz or vice versa. What's the lach of the Gemara saying? It's a case of when actually see it, nichol get a kfuah. The Maisa, was there bittul or no bittul? We know what chometz would do, we're mevatel the chometz. So if you did bittul, it's a case of the Rabbanon. So if we're mevatel the chometz, it should be by the Rabbanon, we should be mekel. So I'll tell you something on that test. It must be in the case of the sugya, there's no bittul. Must be no bittul. We're not mechadish, but our shulchan was mechadish and Pesach. There's no bittul. There's a bittul. The klal is not luchumra. The klal is like the rabbanon. The klal be what mechza mechza double mekel. However, coming to the shigura, it says nothing way tough on the test. We see the tyra and neither kotzadik test. You have to know the klal of when you say the sub double lukula. Again, we get later on in the simon over here. It says the mishigura again from the gula achrayim, magi mishnah. That since Chazal set up to do a bedikah by chomesh, even by a sofik, it come out that the takana was misakin on sveikis, and there was a chiyah bedikah, even though it's a case of bittul over here. Let me see, again. You have to be clear. Call the rabbanon, call kuk mechza mechza. But the ones who makel, we have to call the rabbanons, not the rabbanon who makel. The rabbanon are makel with its klolim. Where are its klolim? We have to learn. One example is not to say that is chomesh on Pesach. Chometz and Pesach says the Mishmur Nalaf, the Orch Shulch Mayos. He came along and said, but Chometz and Pesach by a Drabbanon or Savak will be Machmur. Because Chazal set up a Bediki even though there's a Savak over here. Fine, that's the second Sugyo. Third Sugyo is
that
our Sugyo.
A blind person will always be a Din of Parash since you've been seen?
Yeah.
Most obviously, it's almost like
third Sugyo, Sugyo is welcome. This is a second zvachet. Hamon Ravashkin says by Shor Niskol that Balchai is not going to be bottle. The Gemara has a question. First of all, let's take one out and be a case of parish. What if you can't talk about the metzal mechza? What the kashin if beside it an ID? Let's hit it to make it wrong. Says Ravashi. What if you can't? We go to the parish up to kibbutz. What's going on over here? I mean, simple reading does not make too much sense. Just to point out how the Rishon Meskit. You have 9 stores over here. Kosh and Trez, Kokvok, Mechza, Mechza. So loch is, you take from the store. The loch is that it's going to be ulcer. Why? Even though 9 are kosher, mice it's ulcer. You have a case over here, 10 pieces together. 9 are kosher, 1 straight. You can even eat all 10 together. Even though there's Vada Yisla for name. Vada Yisla. I mean, you come from a store, you're not sure what store, maybe it's Yisla, maybe it's not. We mach them in one piece. You have all 10 together by two voice, you can eat them. So obviously they cannot be the same concept called for from Mechza Mechza. It's a stirum nearby, it's a pillar ployum, you think about it. The stores, Batsim, we're not even sure what we're eating. Osir. Here, I know me, Yisir, Mutter. What's going on over here? So first, Kamlung Taisis says we have to define what the world. Word kfuah means beklalius and monk subis. He understands the word kfuah means nicker. Kfuah means it's clearly defined. We have 10 stores. I can point to McDonald's. This is McDonald's. I can point to Moishis. So we have 9 Moishis, 10 McDonald's. I point to it's very nicker. That's the definition over here. If it's not nicker, you have a teruva, it's 1 inside 2. I cannot point to anything. It's bottle. Bittul b'roiv. So first he says, you say it over here, what is a kfuah of a kfuah deraisa? It's bittul. Now, once we have the Yisoid, so again, we have a case here in Zvokin, we have a Baal Chai, Shor Niskol, mixing with 10,000. The Gemara says, Kvuah, Kol Kvuah, Kemechza, Mechza. That's just not true. Nothing is nicker over here. No one can point to anything. It's not clearly defined over here. The facts aren't true. So he says, Lav Dafko, Dik at times a different point over here. Why? It's a Baal Chai, Ravashi, a few Elfloy bottle, Chabich Rodas Chabin, a few Elfloy bottle. The bar terminology, what? So, say two ways maybe. But first, the say Shabbai is that it does not mean kfuah. That means you have to realize the words kfuah and nasuga means two different things. What the Olam calls it, the kfuah deraisa, that's for arvlai v'kamlai, that's when it's nicker. That's tisha kudiyais. Then the kfuah derabbanon, The Gemara says kvor when you have a mixture of 10,000. What calls it kvor? So Taisus does not mean kvor. It means the idea that we got mixed together, it means it's not bottled. The lack of bittul we're calling it kvor. That's called kvor drabonon. On that, the Gemara's mamshech and says, let's make it a case of a parish, hit it like we run around. And the Gemara says, over here, a goyish parish otter kvor. We more machmer on the pre-show to, then a case of a kvor deraisa. That means by kvor deraisa, a case of ksubis, when it's nicker, what's a lot of kvias? Kol kvor kmatza mechza. When it's parish, nimza, mutter. Kvor drabbanon, sigan zvachim, there's nothing nicker. But still we're calling it kvor. Why? Because it's afil b'elfa bottle. That's the reason why. On that parish, what's a lot of? We're going to parish otter kvor. Let me just get the terminology correct. It's kvor deraisa, nicker. Kvor drabbanon, it's not nicker. It's a dinner abonon because afil b'elfa bottle is balchai. That's the terminology over here. Now maybe to understand it better and fit better the words of the Gemara, the Ram says a drop different, we'll get the nafkaminas. The Ram says over here, why call it kvor? Basically it sounds like Lavdafka the Ikka Tam Zal Balchai. So but the Gemara called it kvor. That means first of all, I'm calling kvor drabbanon, you know why? The Gemara calls it kvor. You read the Taz, Rosh the Rajbo, the other called it kvor drabbanon. That means it's not the kvor deraisa of nicker, it's kvor drabbanon, that's not nicker. Why call it that way? So Ram comes along and he says over, again we'll get the nafkamino, that since it's not bottle, mainly each one stands by itself. Each one stands by itself. It's considered kfur. The idea of lack of bittul makes no teruvas, therefore it's called kfur. Why? What?
It's not different.
That's true. But we'll get to more what that means. But this, the idea how he explains it is that what is kfur? It stands by itself. True, it's only this case where it's not nikkur to Rabbanon. But what did Chazal do? What do they associate it with? They made the Kain idea of Kfur stand by itself.
That's just about terminology.
Right. It's more than Taisus. Yes, they'll come along and make a police Taisus with Nafkaminas. But a better way of saying it, or two ways, again, Taisus sounds like Lavdam. The bar terminology. The Iran says more than that. It's not bar terminology. What Chazal did, they made it as a case of Kfur. They took away the terubis, they took away the mixture. It's Kain, it's Nikr, it's not Nikr. But they made it in a case it's still by itself. Therefore, we call it Kfur.
Every parish also standing by itself.
No. Each every parish, we don't know what it is. Here, if we here, if there's no sorry, here's no teruva. It's calling together for if each one. If it's not, it's choshev over here. There's not choshev. It's parish, not choshev. Here, when it's parish, it's choshev. Each one stands by itself. And they're calling kesek for. So again, the third sugya zvachim tells us. Two very important points. Number one, the point of kfur drabbanon. And number two, the point that's parish from the great out the case of kfur drabbanon.
When you say parish out to the point of the second chapter,
the Gemara's case is by kfur drabbanon. We'll see, get sefei, that lav daka the chilk is versus drabbanon versus deraisa. It depends on what teres you want to answer in sefei. The Rajbo, the Reed, the Tam. And answer Shal Sefei. That means a simple reading is by Kfur Deraisa, we're not going to be going to Parish Otter Kvor. By Kfur Deraisa, we will be Parish. Going to Parish Otter Kvor. The question is why? Makes no sense. By Deraisa, we won't be Geyser, we will be Geyser. So we're going to have three Tuos from the Sefei, and therefore we'll see the Getter is not Deraisa versus Deraisa. It's also what down over here, Dech Akhil Meshach, but it's because Sefei. Fine, that's the third sugar. The fourth sugar is the Gemara in Chulat, Dav Tzadakei. The Gemara discusses it, Boston, Solomon, Ayin, says Rav, it's also. The Gemara brings down three different questions. He has a kasha of when it's Nimtza, why is it Mutter? The Gemara says, because Nimtza b'yad eiv k'chodim. So first, he studied the Boston, Solomon, Ayin. Rav explains what does that mean. The only reason we're worried about the Boston that we do not see is that a raven might come along and switch the pieces of meat. The fact that the yad of a guy, we don't kid, is no Issa Boston, Solomon, Ayin. He wants a second question from another Baisa. If it's Roy, go after Roy Tvachim. If it's Bishul, go after Roy Eichlin Basar. When it says, I saw it drop from you. I don't know who you are. You're a guy, but I saw it drop. When the Akasha, third question, Nutsu Begulim, he wants to say, what does that mean? According to Rav, it means it's Mutas Nevelo. According to Rav, it means Mutas Achilo. We'll come down to the Gemara first, after Suga Bostas Alam and Ayin. The klal is that whether it's Malchuk is Rav or Levi, the Ger to when it's Alam and Ayin. But Nimtza B'yad Akum, there's no Issa Bosses Alman Ayin. A Goy has it, the Gemara says, Maisa's Motor. No Issa Bosses Alman Ayin. That means a famous story in the airplane where the guy got his meal, he went up, came back, and Bosses Alman Ayin, Maestri Gemara says mutter. What's the mutter? However, came along the Mechaber, and Beit Seder points out, what?
There's no birds in the airplane.
Right, it's the motor, right, it's motor. Right, that's the question. No, you know the Maestro?
What?
You know the Maestro?
What do you mean?
The story?
No,
not the punchline. The case was, the person on the airplane, he got his portion of kosher food, went to the bathroom, came back, and he saw he left by himself. He's like, I'm not going to touch it. And the guy next to him asked him why. He says, because, you know, I left it. He says, no, the truth. I want to taste kosher meat. So I took yours, and I switched it. And kacha, and echam, what you have inside is really my piece of meat, and this is your meat. So Maisa, everyone says, oh, he kept the locha was talmanayim. But Maisa, as a locha, it's not. It wasn't to be at Akhma's motor. There's no birds in the airplane. So they point out, oh, so what do you do with the mechama by us? The mechama, for example, was talmanayim. So the basis by us and writes, echanami, that there is a shayla of the shami goes like this babli. The Rambam says, follows the Yishami against the Babli. Bends it. And therefore the Amos says, Ayin Sim Sama Gimel. Over there the Goyin says, Ki Yidua Harb Mekoyim is the Rambam follows the Yishami. But us, the Maestri, we don't follow the Yishami. And therefore the Ashkenaz do not hold to this halacha. Therefore, if Echam, the airplane, the door is this Friday, he's right. There's a reason to be Machber, Ulucha. But in Ashkenazi, we follow the Sulgit Al-Kayim Aleph. What?
The Yishami is right.
Not the story, it's true, it's a cute story. For the Svartim. Yes, that also. Even for the Svartim. If it's mere sauce.
Meaning what? The taco, if a guy, if you left it open and there's no birds, we want to
come. Yes.
No,
it's a sugar of the cotton. We don't hold, again, this, people intertwine sugi what's black, the salmon, I'm sugi of the cotton, but no, negate to us, not a sugi, neither one's a sugi, not a salmon. But like, what comes out from the sugi, read the Gemara, come up with a chapter, what do you do over here? My son, the Ashkenaz do not hold the sugi, what's the salmon, I'm because Nimsa Biak, my son's motor. That's what Gemara says.
When you get up on the plane, you want Shabbat, you can go.
That's what it says. You want me to chush the mechaber, the rambam, the rishami, there's something else. As they
say. So wait, so the whole thing is delivery guy,
that's something else. That's a bekodin. That's something else. You've been giving them to go take it. That's not bus salmonim. The oil likes using that terminology, but that's not what. There's two different sugars. Simon Sam Gimel and Simon Kof Yud Chesme. Two different sugars. When you give it to them to go take it somewhere else, you gave it to them as a bekodin. Transfer it. That is another sugi you have to worry about, and they might switch it. That means the case leaving it around, and the case giving it.
Imagine you make a picnic and everyone goes to wash. No, there's
yes.
Birds.
If they were, yeah. If you think they could drop the cooked meat the same way.
It's a sealed bag, whatever.
You don't.
Fine, the Maisa. Okay. So comes out we learned four sugis. Just point out two aloch meat sugis. Number one, sugi ksubis is aloch kfuah deraisa. Bein l'kula, bein l'chumro. If it's kfuah deraisa, the locha is kemechza. If it's nimsa, what's locha? We go like hacharoy. And therefore, if it's roiv, it's motor. We motor. That's the two alochas. Kfuah and parish. By sugi of psachim, we have two alochas that we see how to define the word of parish. If it's pirish l'chaneinu, it's nechle get a kfuah. If it's pirish shaloi l'chaneinu, it's a get a parish. The sugi of zvachim, we see two ideas over here. If it's a kfuah d'rabbonon, then we come along to aser it. That's the Chiddush White Kumpt Shor Rabbanu Man and Paisvis. And then we have a second halacha by Parish over there. We're going to Parish Otto Kvor. The Sugga in Chulin comes out. We see number one, the Sugga of Boslis Alam and Ayin. And the halacha is there with Nimsa Bi Anochi, according to Mnei Ashkenaz and Maisev Mutter. And over there, we have Paisvis speaking out that the definition of Kvor means the idea of Nicker. Let's go for first what comes out inside the Suggis. What's the other Suggis that's followed for the question that my father likes and wants me to bring out? That we say the loch is by Bezin, Lecha Charoiv. We're saying my pieces over here, Kol Kvuah Kamechza Mechza. What is Bezin? Kvuah. So in every Bezin, Kol Kvuah Kamechza Mechza, and the Maisa, if it's a direct, it should be Machmer, Dabon should be Mekel. Where there's 20.
We're not eating Bezin.
We're following what we're doing. What's the possibility? We're saying Kvuah beats Roiv. That's what you're saying. There are 23 people saying here. We can point to every person. Usher, motor, motor, usher. Everyone's clearly defined over here.
Suffolk isn't who said what. The suffolk is how many.
So we have a suffolk in 23 days over here, and each person over here. In fact, we show them the Ran, the Mordechai, the Marik, okay, come on the Iskasha. Every bezin called Kavor, Kamechsa, Mechsa, and if every deraisa, the Maestro should be Machmir. So one way, which I think what you mean to say, just we'll have the Rishonim say over it. The one say over here, we're not counting people, we're counting deus. their words, their speech, what comes out from them, their opinions over here. Speech is nichel negeda of parish. Geda parish. As I said, the Mordechai and Marik, Avinam Shem Iran. Speech is parish. Day is the case of parish. We were down by us, by the Rav Shulchan. Bichodosh, they bring down this malafes, deus. Now, so the Maisa, they have kasha over here. Both kasha get you. One kasha is pur, is pirish lefenenu. Pirish lefenenu is a geder kvur. So Bishlam, you tell me the shah brings down the rat, could be in the shittosa that he owns pirish lefenenu din rabbonon, the seder. But said the shah, we show him so pirish lefenenu din der aiso, pasha the suyo. So the Maisa is still the best in the parish, what's going on over here? So the way how the Maksa Shekel wants to explain.
Nice.
Yeah, it came out. The way the Maksa Shekel wants to answer, it reads out of Ches, he wants to title that when it comes out, it's Mama's separate and a new thing that came into the world. Brand new. It's not this is what came from here. Das and Dibur is a separate entity totally from the place where it came from. Since it's nothing to do with where it came from, body is as a goat, is nothing, is a piece of meat. And this is a separate unit, a different opinion over here. That's totally a new thing. That's not the get a parish.
You saw it.
That's no, that's the no, first, it's not pirish. It's not part of that. It's nothing to do with that. No. Pirish means it came from that. It's nothing to do with that. That's a special metaphysics. It's a new thing that came to the world. I'm sure a morale to exactly have to think about. Fine. The Yavis, fine, wants to say that, but at the end of the day, it's still nicker. A kfuah, the definition is nicker. It's still nicker. So still a get a kfuah. It's still nicker. Okay. The Yavis doesn't like this territory. So we have another mouth of the one answer. Come on, the Taisis read. Mordechai Rashbi, you know what about Taisis? What's the whole question? Can I walk into Moshe's and buy from Moshe's? Well, the ten stores here. Maybe it's treif. No, because Moshe is kosher. The only time we start going after Roim is when you have a suffix. Or after Kfuah is when you have a suffix. I have no suffix. I know Vaday, I want Moshe is kosher. I know that the Shkrofa, Tuda, the good Tuda, fine. But Moshe is klar, it's kosher. So when I have a suffix, like I have no suffix, what's a locho? That these are the facts. So therefore, over here, every person says, I know this is the halacha. And every single person, this guy knows, these 30 people know, this is the halacha. These are facts, I know suffix. The other guy says, these are the halacha. They don't know, they don't pass him. But when 13 say one way, 10 say another way, there's no suffix, there's badai. Now it's a chiddush, why? Because pashtus, we're coming to pasken on the nidun, on the person himself, right. On the fact, not every single person over here. That means every person, he has no suffix. The Taisa is that we can take them all together and judge the halacha and then clear what the halacha over here is. They come along and saying a chiddush over here, since every person now is suffix, we look at the people and not the judgment that came out, that's nichol, not a problem of a suffix. Nichol together, lech acharon. And there are two ways, when we show them, the Chachamim have other truths to answer it. But come along, Yavis, he points out, that's very good in Bezdin. But let's say he says Yavis brought down the ratio of Beis and Klol Eiro. Somehow people come along and take Svarim and they add them up and they have the sheet is 20 verse 5 and they go after numbers. Pilei Pilaim, how can you go do that over here? Oh, yes, only the case of Kfuah. There's no deep over here. So the Mamish case of Kfuah over here. He says it's Davah Shemminyan, it's Davah Choshev over here. Especially the whole Davah Choshev, that people have like bottle. And Va'oidi says, who says you have all the Svarim? Maybe there are more Svarim out there. Maybe there are more people out there. And Va'oidi, even that Svarim. Maybe, who said you have Roy Binyan? Who says, what finds Roy Binyan? Maybe you have to Roy Binyan, who's more Choshev over here? And a Parshav, that maybe in the oven, no one goes after numbers. Then a Vader, by Bezin, we have Klon over here. By Svarim, a Vader, that's not what we do. That's not the correct thing what we do. That we have a kind of cloud called Kavua, maybe. We have other things over here. But following numbers 20, verse 5, Chiyala, that's Parshav not. But maybe in the oven. Fine. Now, just to define, now we have over here three words over here. We have a case over here of Goyim, a case of Kfuah, and the words of Parish. Now we just have to find what these words mean. First, what does Goyim mean? Come on, the Piskei Teshuva, and he starts off by our Sif over here. there were different options how to apply practically Roiv. That means, you know Roiv, we have a pasuk we have to learn out, but what is Roiv from where, from what? So just look at the Bnei Shulchan, Skrom and Ches, he sets up sweetly really the options how to explain the Pesach Shuv over here. Really, you have three choices over here. You have a case over here, go up to stores. Roiv stores. You have another option, you go up to Roiv meat. That means you have one store selling 1,000 pieces, another nice store selling one piece, you go after Roiv meat. Or do you go after Roiv people buying the meat, the chance of being parish? That means it's still going to have a lot more meat, but a lot less people buying it. So what do you go after? Do you go after the stores, after the meat, or the chance it came out that you found it, or that you have over here after the buying of the meat?
Not people, it's how much meat came out. Right. You have one guy buying a whole cart of meat.
People, no, after people, the chances are that you... People buying the meat. Stores, very simple. Meat, the amount of meat that's being sold. Okay, one's got 1,000 strafes, another guy's got not much.
We have like one steak.
And then you have the amount that's being bought. You have freeze over here. You can have tons of meat on
the store.
You don't have too many people buying it. To go at the chances that it came out. What chance to look at people that came out? Because meat's not what came out of here. We got from the amount of people that buy over here.
Remember, amount of meat that came out.
Right, the amount of people that bought meat. I said the amount of people that bought
it. One guy can buy 100 steaks and one guy buys one steak. The meat that walked out of the store. Right?
So, the first, the those who want to say, you read the sugya, and all the time the Gemara says, Tisha Filius. Says the Aflor and the Chavis Das and the Chassam Sofer and the Shuras Yaakov and the Nesu Cheskel. The words are stories. Either Meister, you'll start thinking of his Svarish Shabbai to go up to meet, or people buying it, what came out of the store. Says the Meister, it's Enchal Bar Chudushoi. What defines the Kvor is the store that makes the Kvias. Since the store makes the Kvias, that defines the Getter Kvor. That made the Kvias over the store made it. You point to Meister, not to point to the meat, you point to Meister, you point to McDonald's. That made the Kvias, go up to the store. Why do you have to call it the castle? But what made the creation of the store go up to the store?
It is mind boggling. One of Sharadi and Temakolot.
Right.
Right.
So since what defines the creation, go up to what defines it. And therefore, the Chuba and Dov, the Nagy Yudo. It goes after the stores.
Yeah.
The store, go up to the stores, yes. And the Chuba and Dov, the Nagy Yudo, the Chopak, the Chum, the Chosh, the Shito. Tzad Sheni, the Chayodim wants to disagree. And then he said they showed him the Chavis Das. It says that you don't go after Roiv Basi, you don't go after Roiv Meat, you go after Roiv Stores. They went to Shluchim Mitzvah. The Kabalti, Ponov Karoish, Pnei Lekim. I met him. It sat to the front of Dov Zen. I defended myself and said, why should you go after Roiv Basi? And I had an argument with him. Meshosakli, the Chavis Das kept quiet. And what to go do with keeping quiet depends who you ask. Some people understand he's about to die, sometimes they don't argue, sometimes they're on the sugyo. Not sure what to go do. Maisi says he had out with the Nesivis, Chal HaKok Mazon, so they fought it with the Nesivis. And he kept quiet. I have my rights, you go after Roy Balser. Maisi himself ends up dying Tzarev Talmud, but Maisi wants to go after Roy Balser. Commonly at the union says, once you fought it out, let's get it correct. The amount of Balser that came out. The amount of Balser and Maisi that came out. That's the chance over here. So Maisi said there are three Mahalchim. But the Shulchan says that Vadu go after all three, they go against each other, then we have to start playing out of Paskin exactly. We have to Choshev all three. Yeah. But Maisa, all three are real Roivs over here. But Maisa comes out to what to do with this question. What defines Roiv? It's a good Shiloh. Again, the Peskachuva says that Cholpox Lachumer, we have a night mood to be Choshev Lachumer over here. Because Adam says that Ik is Roiv Basser. And the way the Yadu wants Taina and the again, also Tzarachi, and go after Roiv people buy the Basser. Now, when we have the case of Roiv, let's say Roiv against a case of Karev. What's Halacha? One of those Babasas, like a parrot, to give Karev, Roiv versus Karev. Come along with Pesach, Babasu, and the question brought down from our sugi itself. Every time you find Nimsa, so one of the first things you Nimsa, you have 10 stores, so you have to Karev. Yeshul is the same, says Aruch HaShulchan. So why are we going after Roiv for? Karev means closer. What store is closer? I find a piece of meat right in front of Maishis. And I find a piece of meat right in front of McDonald's, right? If right in front of Moishis, why are you taking $7 from Fungo? No, well, that's the Cloudy Morris says. That means, I find right in front of Moishis, what's the law? Do you have to carve it? Says that we're showing them and the place can be down? No. We see from the Gemara the fact that we never said every case has to be, every Gemara's case is there's a carve over here, something close, but always that's the Matthias. Still, we go after Roiv. Or we go after the klum, called kvua. We go after the klum. That means loy bis karav. What's the lachar? Loy bis karav. That's clear from Masukiyah.
What about that?
What?
What about the
kuma? By the birds. By the birds.
Seeing what this karav is doing.
No, but not against Royev. It's not against Royev, right? Where would you go after Royev? Tayshav, they said not against Royev. I have Tayshav there. After the, I don't remember the story well, I know the case, but I don't know the clarity.
It could be, it's very far, but there's no suffering.
Gemara, someone speak, say something, nothing.
There's
no suffering. Now, that's it, fine. So we defined Royev. We defined it, we have three options over here, and Royev beats. Case of Karav. What's the Geder for? So, first, what is the case for Shabbat Kfuah? They're saying, what happened? Come home. Say, Kokovo, come back. How in the world do you lack knowledge where you bought it from? So, there's different ways our friends say over. Either they say over that you bought it from a store, they did not remember what store you bought it from. For shopping, you forget what store you got it from. Or, the case over here is that you, when you bought it from the store, you forgot the store that's selling trade for you, and then lost its $2 over here. Or in a case where you come to a country and you think all stores are kosher, and you bought it from the store and you realize one of them is trade. Well, there's three ways, I'm pointing out. Other ways have how you have a case of where you know that you bought it from a kfias, and yet you do not know exactly where you bought it from. Now, what's the yesod over here to apply this concept called kvok maxim versus case of a parish? That means it's an obvious question in Lumdis. That we have a case when you have a ri'iyah, it's kvur. Whenever you deal, it's parish. Like, why? What defines it? Why when you see something fall out, you're calling kvur? I know it came from called kvur. And yet, whenever I know it's the same percentage chance, I know it's still the 90% chance over here, that's definitely get a parish. What defines one over another? So, true against the chiddush, but how do you apply these concepts or define these concepts? So there's among them the yeshiva, the two mahalchim really come from Rishonim. I want to argue with called the Shmaitzah's mahalach versus the Shai Yoshev Shimon's mahalach. The Shmaitzah, the Psoys, the Shmaitzah Dalit, he comes along and wants to tell you what defines kvur is really the suffix being noilad. That means when a yid buys from the store, the moment he picks it up, the suffix is noilad. What is this piece of meat? When a guy buys from the store, he picks it up. There's no suffix, we know that he can eat whatever he wants. He gets
cotton. Cotton is not that way, that's
right. Cotton is not a Gnachheim mitzvah. Gnachheim is nothing.
Cotton has two little legs and walk out.
Fine, that's what it is. So the Maaseh, we have a case of it when a Yid buys it, when the Shmaitzah, Mok Mishnola Suffix, that's what we have to declare. That's when the sub came to the world, that's what defines what we're discussing. If it came to the world, when it's in the street, no suffix is parish. When you put it in the store, Mok Mishnola Suffix in the store, Nechligeder kvur. Mok mishnah the suffix. Right, when it matters what it is. When the suffix has to, we have to take into account. And Betzim, that's the words of place in Chulin. His words are the suffix in Mok makfias. And therefore, when the suffix comes into play, that's what defines what this thing is, kvur or parish. And that means if it's negating in the store, it's kvur. Negating when it's parish in the street, Nechligeder of parish. That's one malach, and the vaz and shuvah being done in Shayosher, said Tzarchinyo. God of the Ikka malach is like the Shmaitzel. Asad Hasheni, the way of Shimon says over. He wants to say, the Sevier is, what is your Sophic? What is your Sophic? Meaning, when you're born in the store, your Sophic is, what is this store? That's in the store, that's in Kvias. When you find it in the street, you question, where did it come from? You have to tell me, that means, as the Watchboy says over here, you have to define what your Sophic is. Tell me what your Sophic is. What's the name Sophic? What are you declaring over here? What are you saying? You have to, when you put in the store, your question is what? What is this store? I picked up the store, am I emotionally me down? What is this store? Your question is a kvur. When you find the street, what's your question? Where did it come from?
No, it's not really where did it come from, is it kosher? No. Where did it come from? Is that the kvias?
No, so is it kosher and therefore very nice? That's not kvias. The question where did it come from? That will tell me if it's, that's the question. First, let's get the two slides over here. Point out five afternoons. Maybe you understand it clearer. I mean, there are two ideas over here. Go back with the Suffolk. One of the cases, what is your Suffolk? Let's say, for example, I walk into someone's house, I find a piece of meat, I'm not sure what it is. For me, it's porridge, right? For him, I might see you bought it from the store. It's kvur. So for him, it'll be Easter rice. For me, it might still be mutter. No, imagine that. Why not? if he wants it. So come along the Shmites and the Shayyishu, they answer two different ways. Where the Shmites answers, Mok Pshon the Safik. The Safik was created already in the world. So if it's you, it's also, you have a Safik, we got it from. We have also it's also. The Shayyishu says, what do you mean? I walk into the house, what's my Safik? Where did it come from? Where do you get it from? So for me, it should be Motor. The only reason why for me it's Aser, because my responsibility is to ask you. That, and since I have to ask you, and you're Neman, so I'm associated with you, and therefore it's definitely together of whatever you have, I have. Someone bought from the store, Ruven bought from the store, brought it home. Ruven died. Can Shimon eat it? If you go, more stuff with Leila, Shmaitza, four. If you go, then since I have to go ask you, you can't, you're not around to go ask you anymore. According to the Shaya, Shemaitza, case of Parish. Case of Parish. Take another Nachmino. Why? Because Mok, we're the stuff with Leila.
For me, there's something wrong.
Nothing to do with me. It, the klal over here is what defines my. Again, the klal thing, the Shmaitza is. We're just talking about none of them in the store. Right away, when I picked up here, it was negated this question to the world. The question of the world was born in the store.
Yeah,
once it's here, it's here.
Every case, you find it sitting on the park bench. It didn't walk out of the store by itself.
Right.
No. How did it get to the bench?
There was no suffix then. When a year picks it up, there's a suffix.
When this guy walked out, it had no suffix. What? It's not around. It's not home.
No, again, if there's no subway, so again, when
you
he picked up.
You're sitting in the guy's house. You're
once, the subway's no then, and he answered the question. But the subway's no the moment he picks it up, and they get him.
Let me speak. He knows where he bought it.
If you want, the Sefer Madani Osher in the Sefer Kuf test by us, he says very sweetly, he writes very nicely, a couple of pages, very easily, reading these two sheetahs and these five malachim. I am Shomar, he explains it. I'll just speak them out just quickly. And one malach in this case, a second nafkmina, let's say a guy buys it, he buys something like shash evim in a chai. So, come along, mokum nil the suffix. It was, because the Negeitim is a Menachai. It's Negeitik 4. The Negeitu Yid, when he sees it, to ask him, he's not Nemon. So I'm not associated with him. They will go in the Shayyosha, and they'll get a Parish. Take a third case over here. When a Mumma buys from Mokum Kfias,
yes.
According to the Shmaitza, Mokum Nala Safik, they'll get a 4. According to the Shayyosha, if I want to go eat it, I'm not Nemon to believe him. For me, definitely get a Parish. So these three cases, it comes out that the Shmaitza is going to be case of Kvias. Take a carrot case. Let's say a guy buys it. That's what he's misgayer. Comes a garret. So that's about another Safik. It wasn't another Safik in the story. Love buying no Safik. Therefore, when the... There's no Safik. No Safik pastures. I don't think he's talking about that. I don't know. So not again the question in the world. When it came... But the Mice is in Nemon. Yeah, she is Nemon. So come out in that case. And the Shai Yeshir, he'll be more machmal together than Kriyas. Like the fifth case of this class is every time Yisrael, it's very negia, and every time Yisrael buys from a company, from a moicher, from a guy, what is that? I'm telling you to take it out of your store. So they want Taino, I tell guy, send me something, and I get it. They want Taino, what is this over here? Is the guy Nemon? He's not Nemon. But my said that I create the suffix to negate me right away, it's negate me right away. Machinala suffix. These are the five nachmina with all that we're going to discuss, the more nachmina. Let's just point out the two ways to stand the side over here. Is your side over here mitzad, machinala suffix? Or the question is, what is your suffix? To the final four verse parish. That's one thing in this concept over here, in four. The second concept, what is the koyach akpur? What is the strength? Meaning, we have two ways to understand it. What does Chazal do? We say, Kvil, Tonkvil, Kamechsa, Mechsa. We have rave against it. So, is it the saying that, just like when Momin is saying, In Holchim, Momin Acharoyiv, we say over here also, there is no Roiv? In Holchim Acharoyiv. Roiv is gone. We have a Kvil against Roiv, Roiv command the lesser. No, forget. What the Torah, Koyach did, gave Koyach to the Miyat, and said the Miyat is like Roiv. We have two roives against each other. Roiv versus roiv. Safik. That's what Nichol get of Safik. So what do they do? What did the Torah say? There is no roiv? Or there... We get to Nachkaminas. Or there is a roiv, and but the Koyach HaMiyat has a Koyach like roiv also. We have two roives against each other.
You didn't answer the question. Roiv doesn't answer the shadow. But if you both
This is a different question. Nothing to do with Shimon the Shmaitz. A new shaila. A new shaila. What's a kliyach for? Different question.
It's not a get. It doesn't answer the question.
It does. Every roiv answer. Every time you find nimsa, nimsa like hakar roiv. So what? Tosfos says kfuah beats roiv. Why? Kfuah doesn't really beat roiv. Kfuah makes it kmeftah mechtah. What is kfuah doing over here?
Switching the shaila.
Correct, but how is it doing that? What's the koyach? What's the mechanism? What's the koyach of kvor? So again, the according to the scholars, the place you call mazodim is you said away there is no roiv, and therefore left the sophic, or the miyak koyach the miyak koyach amir is like roiv and roiv versus roiv, roiv versus roiv, left of kmesa mechto. So v'chonam he wants a tiny avadim. No, that's what the Torah did. The Koyach Hamit is as strong as the Roiv. Never look at the Roiv. So B'chol wants to tie down that there is no Roiv. The Asher says, Avadi, the Raya says, Avadi, there is no Roiv. Atah Hasheni, or Hashulchan by us. And the Shah Yoshi wants to tie down that Lichel get a Trey Roiv. One Roiv versus another Roiv. What the Chor is a Nafkamino? Or Hashulchan himself speaks out for a Nafkamino. Pimvram starts with three Chakiris over here. In a Sugya Kfuah. Let's say you have Kfuah, you have three cases. Let's say you have a case of a Svek Sveker versus Kfuah. A second case, you have a chazaka versus kvor, and you have a kor versus kvor. Three different cases. That means, when you have first, let's say you have kvor versus roiv. What's halacha? We've said already that kvor beats. Let's say our case over here. That means first, you have roiv versus kor. What went down? We said before on roiv beats kor. That's every story by parish. Roiv versus chazaka, roiv versus chazaka, roiv versus adif. Roiv again by Svek Sveker come out the same thing. That's Roiv versus the case of these three. What happened when you have Kfuah against these three? If you've got to go back and forth, Kfuah versus Svek Sveker, Kfuah versus the case of Chazaka, Kfuah versus Karev. What's halacha? Come over for Shulchan and says the Maisa, what is the concept over here? The concept over here is that the Koyach Hamit is like its Roiv. So what's halacha when you have a two Roiv, one versus another, and you have Chazaka with it? A win out. You have a Svek Sveker, a win out. So once a taina, it's not to say that the roiv is not here. It says we have one versus another, we have roiv versus roiv, and that's atven chazaka. That's atven svek sveka. So therefore, a chazaka svek sveka will beat the kfuah over here. We'll beat it. We'll win it out. We'll win out. He does say except for one case, but not by karev. Why? In most cases, 10 pieces is also always has a karev with it. Also, you have a karev and a kfuah with a roiv, and still comes out the loch is that kfuah went out. So the Rosh Hashanah wants to tell you that this question that we've been discussing here, what to do when you have a Svek Svek Chazak and Korah versus Kfuah, it depends if it's L'chua, if it's two Raibs, or is it no, there's no Enoch Nacha Raib. Now I'll take a step further in the gather of Kriyas over here. I mentioned before, Tais in Iran, just explain what it means. What is the definition of Kfuah? Again, we're saying different points in Kriya. So we're saying the Yisrael Kfuah, that's the Shimon, and that's the Shmaitzah. We're saying the Koyach Kfuah. Now we're saying what's the Gedar Kfuah. Three different things over here. Meaning, when we read Taishas, Taishas understands Yisrael over here, then Nikr makes it Kfuah. Not Nikr is not Kfuah. The way the round sounds like, he says, since there's no Bittul, therefore it's Kfuah. That means since there's no Bittul, no Terubis over here, since the case over here, everything is clearly defined. Since it's nicker, there's no taruvas. There's no taruvas, maybe there's no betel. That means you need the fact that there is no, there is the lack of betel, therefore there's a kibor. The Ran.
And if
he says nicker makes kriyas. Nicker, I'll explain the nafkamina, what that means. Is it lack of betel, lack of taruvas make the kriyas over here? And therefore, it's very good why by Kvodu Rabbanon he calls it Kvodu Rabbanon because lack of Teruvahs he calls it Kvodu Rabbanon. Him is Kivaldik. Taisha says, no, the Yisrael over here is Nikim make Kriyas. He has a question. There's not Nikim over here, it's the Lav Dafker, Ikaratam. What's a Nakamina? Take three Nakaminas over here. One, the crazy starts off with a question, people. People. Gemara's case. You have 9 people, 9 Yid and 1 Goy. Maiser, you're throwing it to the pile of 10 people over here. Maiser, people are not bottle, but yet over here, are they nicker? I don't know, I'm throwing 10 people, I see 10 people here. There's no nicker, but there's no bittel. Says a placey, if you go to Mahalach, They need Nikla Kaisis. Why is it called Kvor?
Same as that.
The Kvor is Kaisi Raisa. It's discussing the rice over here. Yet, according to the Ran, since there's no Teruvis over here, everyone stands by itself. Therefore, Mamela, it's not bottle. Therefore, it's called Kvor. So, according to the Ran, says the place is Gevaldik. Over here, the reason why people are not bottled, you know why? Because everyone's not mixed together. No shulant over here. Everyone's a separate entity over here. Not, people are not bottled over here. And there is no bittle. Male is a kibbutz over here. I can't understand
that. What
does that
mean?
The case? No, the guy.
In Gemara's case, not you know one yid, and everyone looks the same. Everyone's wearing a strangle. Even the guy's wearing a strangle. Or, can't tell the difference. So, my son, other chayim do not like this malach. How do you answer according to Tosfos? Yeah, throw a rack in one of the guys. So, Madanai Melech. By the Venus Adam, the way Moshe explains, he wants to tell you that over here, the reason why 10 people, it's not case that they're not nicker. They are nicker. I'm not nicker. I can't see. I know who I threw it to. I know who I threw it to. He said, could I go over and ask them and tell me who you are? People know exactly who they are, who they stand for. Most people who they know who they are. Therefore, they're shaped another way. But since each person can say exactly who they are, it makes it get a being nicker. It is nicker. That means the Shalom, the Gemara's case in Subedat Tezvod, is in nicker or not. Numa Sefer Matan is Nicker, places they're not Nicker, except since there's no Taruvahs, Nifla Nichol get a Kvor. Take another Nachmina. Come on, the Prima God, and Skull says, what's the Locha of Minay Lach Balach? Minos Bato, Roy Minatoyo. According to Behuda, I feel by Elfle Bato. Rashi passes like this. We know it's in Sadachesa Beis. That case over there, says the Prima God, what's the Locha? There's no Bittle, but it's not Nicker. So what's halacha when you have no bittul? Lach b'lach mem bina koin to b'yudah. That's not, however, it's not nicker. Said the people, God v'lcho b'naf kamino. If you go with the mahalach, that lack of bittul makes a kavua, it's kavua, so we had the raiso. Masha ain't going to tell you, it's nicker, won't be case kavua, it's a raiso. Said the Venus Adam, a third naf kamino, chometz and pesach. He speaks out, he brings on ran and toises. He says, the feed the ran, come out chometz and pesach, feel by elfle bottle, there's no bittul, there'll be a case of kavua. According to Tyson, in the case of Nicker, the mice no Nicker, therefore not a case of Kvor. Fine. Just to go one more thing over here, to take a nafkamina upon this svar over here, and really to just find out Sugya. Come on, the Koinim discuss the case of Truvais Chenuyos. That means we can have three different types of ways of having a mixture. You have a case with a Chenuyos and Nicker, nine. Weishi's the one McDonald. That means you can point to the stores, but I don't know what I have. You have a case faket, Tuas Chenuyos. I can point to what store I bought it from, but I don't know what's inside the stores. Meaning I have 10 stores in front of me, no names on them, and each one selling one piece of meat, make it simple, and one of the pieces of meat is treif. That means 9 stores are selling only kosher, or one store selling only treif. True is Chenuyos.
All the store owners died.
No, we don't know.
They don't know.
No one knows. That means we have one case in Nikah Chenuyos, we have true of Chenuyos, and then we have true of Chatichos. What's the halacha of true of Chenuyos? So, Eilam store, I really have to explain where they're getting it from in Sefei, not sure about Eilam Gan Sefei, with Shach Bach Taz. But they come from the side that Truvas Chenuyos come on the Taz Shach and Bach all three paskin is nichol negeder of a Truvas like any nikah, just like it's nikah the Chenuyos, same thing. Just like when nikah the Chenuyos, we're calling it kvor deraisa. Who did Truvas Chenuyos? Chenuyos that's not nikah, which chanut he bought it from is nichol negeder of a deraisa.
Much better like
this. Other way around.
Oh, like right.
They point out first of all, God, the one is very good. It's not Nicker. There's no Teruvis. No Teruvis. There's no Bittel. Called Kvor. So according to the Ran, they point out, Gevaldik, why can't have it sad that any Chenuyos that got mixed in, I don't know where it is, called Kes Deraisa. Maisa, Numis HaChoinim and Mishenim argue on this. First, the Kamal Pim Godim bring down the Rashmi Kinoin, one of the Balakhtesis. He writes very clearly, the Maisa Lochiv is not Nicker, it's not Kvor Deraisa. Pashim like Tosfos. I mean, they point out to argue on this Shaktaz and Bach over here. One of the Baal Tosfos, and it should be up here, the Cheshbon of Tosfos, so I'll speak it out. The Rashi Mikinoi speaks it out. They go to get him Nicker, the Maisa is not Nicker. And therefore, the Chor, that could be one Nachmina, very important Nachmina, the Ran versus Tosfos, is Truvas Chanusa Dinderaisa, not Dinderaisa. Coin Taisis is not Nicker, and the Rashbam can only speak Salam. Maisa is not a case of Dinderaisa. And therefore, the Prichodish, when he brings it down this Shachtaz and Bach, he says, Shkogi Hibiotam, the Mamish making a mistake. Come on, the Chaznish, he says over this Pshat over in the Torah, it says, Eze Talmud Nichtus Bifnimus Mamish Tatois. For a different avenue, you can argue a second reason. Mentioned also, what defines mixtures? You have three pieces in front of you, that's the mixture, you say, bottle. You have one piece over here, one piece over there, one piece over there. I'm assuming all of them is bottle. One piece here, one piece in America, one piece in Australia, is also bottle. The notion of the mosachoinim is something that's smuchum umokafim. We do not need that concept. As long as there's something that are all three of them together, they're going to get a bottle. To come along the Chadish of the Achranim, say, what are you talking about? So it's each store. But why is it different than three pieces here, or three anywhere? The sub is on all three. And once we do, once the Svara is that this is like a piece over here, a piece in the attic, a piece in Negev Real, the sub is on all three, the Teruvahs and the mixtures on all three, and you can get a bittle. And also, you have 9 stores, 10 stores over here. So one of these 10 pieces, you can get a Teruvahs. We're not sure which one it is. It should be a case of bittle over here.
And 10 piles of chametz.
No, we have, we see 10 piles and 9 chametz and 9 matzah. We'll call out, see. I see matzah, I see. I know. Yeah, so he took the one, I don't know which one he took from. I saw he took the one, I forgot which one it was. So we'll find out. But here on my side, I don't know. So therefore, they want to argue the Shachtaz Abaz from two avenues. One, they get about my colleagues to run in places what the Yisrael over here is. Ran sounds like there's no Teruvahs, there's no Bittul, there was Kuo. So he says you need a case of Nicker. The second is, who cares? Maisa, there is a Teruvahs over here. Why is there no Teruvahs over here? There is a Teruvahs. Let it be bottled. Maisa, again, off the page, Big Mabucha, do we pass on this Tal Shach and Bach? Allah Maisa, those who want to say, even the preacher wants to argue, he wants to say the whole box, there'll be this Rabban over here. Other ones say the Maisa should be Mutla Gamri. That's the Badish Shulchan, the end of the day, wants to pass because Mamish Mutla Gamri, they're going to get it of. Nothing new. It's bottle. Mamish bottle. In mean, this case, the Purus Chanuyas, what's halacha? Come out to really three halacha, three sheets over here. The Shach Taz and Bach all say Deraiso. The preacher come along and says the case of an Issa Drabon over here. And come along the Pichodosh, the Banashuk one this way, and Pashu Rashmi Kinoin says butter. Mamish butter is bottle. Mamish butter in this situation. Fine. Bez Hashem, what my plan is, for now at least, that on Monday I like to cover everything what says on the page. On Wednesday, to go through Aleph and Vav, sip by sip, every Shach Taz and Piskei Teshuvah Kiveger, say everything what says.
Monday you're not doing...
Monday is cover, what it says. Finish off till Sivav.
That's Sunday.
Sure. You're left on one Sunday, if you want Monday, whatever you want. Sunday, Monday.
We
need to get till Vav with Vav. To learn it well. Then we're going to start Chazara. Chazara meaning, on Chavur on Wednesday will be Aleph through Vav. Go through the Torah, the Mechaber, Ramon, Shach, Taz, Pesachub, Kiv Eger, say over every single one. And then on Thursday, do a Chazor on Kuv Ches and Kuv Tes. And then we have Shuas, we have Chazor Friday, and Shabbos, and Sunday, and Monday. And then we have a test, Bez Hashem, on Tuesday. What Bez Chus on Mark Torah, on Yom Kuvot and 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 Torah, on